Hey everyone, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And I absolutely love this item that we have today. I love this thing. This is so freaking cool. So I have next to my bed on my nightstand, I have a stand that's a wireless charging stand that is there to charge my phone, my AirPods, and my Apple Watch all at the same time. But this stand is actually pretty good size. It's about 6-7 inches wide. It's about probably 6-7 inches tall, and it's about 3 inches from front to back. So it does take up a little space. Well, we got something in today from Anker, which is a really awesome brand. Everybody knows Anker. What this is this basically does the exact same thing as the stand I have next to my bed, but it is the size of a cube. So this is literally about 2 inches wide, about 2.25 inches tall, and about 2 inches from front to back. That is it. So it literally takes up about 2 inches by 2 inches square on my nightstand. To me, that is amazing. And this will charge your phone via MagSafe or wireless. It will charge your AirPods wirelessly or your earbuds wirelessly, whatever they are. They don't have to be AirPods. And it will charge your Apple Watch at the same time. Now, this thing is so cool. It has a rubber bottom, so it's not going to scratch the surface that you have it sitting on. It's not going to slide around on it or anything like that. This is solid. It's metal. It's heavy, and they do that because this stand that charges your phone actually swivels up and down so you can angle your phone whatever angle you want. So it's going to swivel up to about a 80 degree angle, not quite a 90 degree angle, but it's going to swivel to about 80 degree. And so what they've done, they've actually designed this so you can have your phone at this angle, but they made the base of this heavy enough that it's not going to tip over the base. So it's a perfect balance of the perfect angle and also the perfect weight so it doesn't tip over. Now, the way this is done is on the top of this where the part is that, you know, swivels at an angle, it basically is only one angle. It swivels towards you. So the hinge is actually on the front of this. So when you bend this, it actually bends forward. And then once you raise this piece up, it opens up another charging spot underneath it. And so that is where your earpods or your AirPods or earbuds go. So it's a cube. While this is flat, completely flat as a cube, you can charge your phone. You could also charge your AirPods on this phone charger, and it is a MagSafe certified, so it does have the magnet. If you're using a phone or something that doesn't have MagSafe, you can still charge it, but you're not going to be able to do it at an angle because the magnet is going to hold your phone, and then once you lift this piece up off the top, if you didn't have the magnet there, your phone would just slide off. So if you're going to use this with a regular wireless phone, you want to leave it flat all the way down against the top of the cube. But then if you do have a magnet in your phone, which is iPhone 12 or newer, then I can take my 15 Pro here. It snaps really good and strong on that. And now I can bend it at the angle and it's holding it in the air. So it's just basically like holding it in the air. And then once I have it lifted up off that on that angle, then the part that it uncovers when I lifted it up, that is a flat part that's, again, now the top of the cube. And that part is also wireless. And that's where you could lay your AirPods or your earbuds or whatever. And so really cool. And then let's talk about the Apple Watch charger. Now you're going to say to yourself, well, where do you charge your Apple Watch at? Well, it is a super cool, and I just love to fidget with this. It's probably not good for it, but I do anyway. It's a spring-loaded door that slides back into the cube and locks in place, giving it that perfect cube shape. But then when you want to charge your Apple Watch, you just push in on it. It's on the right side. It's about halfway down. I'd say actually it's maybe about a third of the way down. Push in and let up and it pops out, and then take it and pull it out the rest of the way. And now you have this little slide out drawer that has an Apple Watch charger. Now this is Apple certified, so it will charge your watch at the fastest speed possible. It will work for all models and all series of Apple Watches. So now I can take my watch off. I can put it right here on this little stand, this little drawer. There it is, charging my watch. I've got my phone here. I can attach it to the MagSafe. 154 PM, 63% charge. And now that's charging, and I can take my AirPods. Where are those? Oh, I need to grab those real fast. I'll be right back. Okay, I've got my AirPods here. Now, like I said, this is a completely flat surface. If you don't have AirPods, maybe you have another pair of earbuds that charge wirelessly. Maybe you've got Sony's, maybe you got Bose. I don't know if Bose has any earbuds that charge wirelessly right now with the case, but you know what I mean. JBL, Sony, any of those things that have wireless charging built in them, you can just set that on the flat surface that the piece that folds out or folds up to put your phone on reveals. And now it's charging my AirPods. So I'm charging everything, and it's taking up literally just a few inches of space on my table. How freaking cool is that? And so if you're not charging your watch at that time, just push that drawer back into the side of it, and then it locks back into place, and now it's locked back in to the cube. And if you're not charging earbuds or something like that, then you can fold the phone charger back down flat, and now you just have it exposed to charge your phone. Now, if you are charging, if you're not charging multiple devices, you can leave the top part folded down, and you can still charge your earbuds on that piece as well. If you're not wanting to charge your phone, then I've got my AirPods here. I folded that top piece back down, and I'm going to lay my earbuds on this. And now it's charging from the top. So I don't have to reveal the charger surface below this unless I'm charging multiple devices. And if I'm not charging multiple devices, then I can just use the top piece to either charge my AirPods or my phone or whatever you want to lay flat there. But there you go. And so now I'm just charging my AirPods, and that's it. Now, this cube is going to charge things at the very fastest wireless speeds possible, which is like 15 watts. That's pretty much the highest you can do right now. But this is Anker, great quality, great build on this. And they actually do give you a USB-C to USB-C cable in the package, but they also actually give you a wall charger. I think the wall charger they give you is a 30 watt charger. So it is going to still charge everything at the fastest speeds possible. The phone will charge at, I believe, 20 watts is the fastest that will charge. The watch is maybe 10 watts. Or 10 or 15 watts, and then the earbuds are usually 15 watts. So this thing is so freaking cool for the size of it. And if you traveled somewhere, throw this cube in your bag and take it with you, and wherever you get to, you've got something that will charge all your devices in just a couple inches of space. So the top piece is separated at about the, about a quarter of an inch from the top. You have this one drawer surface that folds out, and that is your MagSafe charger, and it just hinges. So just grab the top and just pull it towards you, okay? The back of the unit has the USB-C port, so that's how you know that's the back. So just grab the top with your fingers and just pull it towards you, and it hinges open, and then it reveals another wireless charging spot underneath it if you needed it. And then if you don't, You could just push it down back on top of it and make it be now a cube again. There are rubber pieces too. If you push it down on top, it's not going to scratch it. You can hear the rubber is cushioning it. And you can also put this at whatever angle you want, so it stays wherever you put it. So if you just want to pull this barely up and angle it at like a 20 degree angle, it will stay that way. If you want to angle it 30 degree, it'll stay that way, 40, 50, and you get my point. So it's a tight hinge that stays where you put it, and if you fold it out, and then it reveals that charging surface underneath. And I don't think that one is magnetic. Yeah, the surface underneath does not have the magnetic MagSafe. You can just put your device there until it move it around until it starts charging or until it beeps like that. And also, this is pretty cool too, if you have the AirPod Pro second gens, you can charge those from the Apple Watch charger. So maybe you're taking up the space on the phone part with your phone and the surface underneath that part with something else. You want to charge your AirPods, pop out the Apple Watch charger part, lay your Apple AirPods Pro second gen on there like this, and boom, now the Apple Watch charger is charging your AirPod Pro second gen. So that's a new feature that Apple introduced in the AirPod Pro second gen model. They will charge with an Apple Watch charger. Now, in order to do this, you do have to lay the AirPods on this tray where the lid of the AirPods is facing to the right. So rather, the AirPods are not gonna be laying going horizontal on this Apple Watch charger, but they're actually going to be running vertical where the port of the AirPods is actually pointing toward the cube and the lid is pointing to the right side of the end of the tray. So if you orient them that way, you can charge your AirPods on this Apple Watch charger. So very cool there. Just another way to charge AirPods and not take up those other spaces. All right, so anyway, guys, that is this Anker Cube. It's going to do everything for you. It's going to give you two different wireless surfaces to charge from. One is MagSafe. One is going to be without MagSafe. That's the one underneath. So one is the part that lifts up and hinges outward. That is the one MagSafe. The one underneath it is not MagSafe. And then you have the Apple Watch charger that pops out to the side. And then when you're not using the Apple Watch charger, the drawer simply pushes back inside the cube. This is super gadgety. This is a kind of a James Bond kind of thing. I love these types of things because you've got, you know, hidden compartments. You've got, you know, slide out compartments. You got all this stuff with this. So very, very cool. It definitely, satisfies that James Bond thing that I like. And the fact that it's so practical and it's so, you know, portable, and the fact that you can, you know, only takes up like 2 inches of space on your table. That is so neat. Like I said, you do get the charger and you get the cable, which a lot of people are giving cables, but nobody's giving chargers anymore. But you do get the charger with this one, and it is all Apple certified, and it is all made to charge everything you put at it or throw at it at the fastest speeds possible. So very, very cool, guys. These things retail for $150, and we have these for a lot less than that. So check them out on the website. Buy Anker. Great brand, great quality, and I absolutely love this thing. These are brand new in the box. If you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. Also, I do want to make mention the Apple Watch charger slide-out drawer. The cool thing about the way they do this is you can put your watch on there regardless of whether you have a one-piece band on your watch or a two-piece band, because this is lifted up off the ground, off the surface of the, you know, off the table, whatever. It gives you the ability to slide, put your watch on regardless of what band you're using. Some of the Apple Watch chargers out there laying flat, it's kind of hard to charge, you know, your watches that have just a single one-piece band on them, because some bands you can't bend over to the side or whatever. Well, this one is going to let you charge every type of watch band, every type of Apple Watch, every type of series, every type of model, everything. So very, very cool there. So, all right, guys, as always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.